Dear learners, in continuation to our introductory lecture, I would like to elaborate the academic writing in this lecture also. So first of all, let's take an example. Let's take these two sentences. Life is nowhere. Life is now here. Same alphabets, but one sounds pessimistic and one sounds optimistic. This proves how the proper writing can change the scenario of thought processing. Let's take another example. We will see the difference between the simple writing and academic writing in this example. Just describing mango. Mango, a fruit, juicy, sweet. Writing. Mango, juicy stone fruit group from numerous species of tropical trees belonging to the flowering plant genus Mangifera, cultivated mostly for their edible fruit. This is the academic writing. You know, it's different. It's different. Guess how? Try to give the words to the difference. Think it. We will answer this after going through the types of academic writing. So let's move to the types of academic writing. In academics, it is a well-established trend and responsibility to share our gathered knowledge via writing essays, passages, dissertation, thesis, research, review papers, short notes, books, abstracts, digital writings, and OERs. For all types of writing, the basic traits are same. Now, let's move to these traits one by one, simply. The clarity. In all these forms, you must be very clear in communicating your idea to the reader. Completeness. Each communication should be complete in totality. We can't leave it open-ended, like in literature. You are not writing a poem. You have to be complete. Logic. The logic must be there. Technicality. Technical terms are always used depending on the field of research. Sequencing. Sequence of presenting the information is very important for a smooth transition from one point to the next point, from one para to another para. Unambiguity. There is no place for ambiguity in academic writing. You have to be unambiguous, always. Some other traits we will be discussing in detail in further e-modules also. Last but not the least, the reader friendliness. It is the key point, key trait for academic writing. Now moving to the learning academic writing on time. When should we learn? Most of us don't understand the requirements of academic writing on time. And it delays our professional growth and demotivates us. Writing wrong or making mistake in academic writing is considered as ethical crime. Take an example of ignorance about the ethical crime at the highest level. In 2014, it was found that a professor from an Indian university who was heading that university at that particular time was co-author in three papers published between 2007 and 2014. And those three papers were found plagiarized. As per that statement of that particular professor, the plagiarized content was a mistake and it won't happen again. You know, we cannot be ignorant. You cannot show your ignorance that I don't know that thing. You have to be familiar on time. The most important question is how one can learn academic writing. The most possible answers you will give may be, I had to learn academic writing on my own. I learned academic writing when I was working on my dissertation. Academic writing was very much varying style according to my professors. I picked up a little something from each professor I worked with in graduate school. I'm still learning what academic writing is. It seems to change according to journal, colleagues, and discipline. Are you satisfied with these answers? Or you really want to learn academic writing? For generations, we have wrapped academic writing in mystery, keeping quiet about our own writing issues, and publicly shaming those who visibly struggle with this. This has to change. Our trouble with writing is not evidence of our unfitness for the profession. It is not some secret sign of unworthiness or ineptitude. It is nothing to be ashamed of. When our writing isn't happening, we need to become willing to admit this and ask for help. Just like when you are not feeling well, you admit it that you are not well, and you go for taking the medical advice. In the same manner, you should admit and ask for help for academic writing also. Not even the students, but the senior faculty members even run away from publishing their work just due to lack of basic knowledge and confidence of academic writing. But dear learners, we are here with the solution in the form of our MOOC on academic writing. We will make you comfortable in academic writing. We will try to improve your expertise or improve your skills of academic writing through this MOOC. In coming weeks, we will cover each and every aspect of academic writing so that you may be comfortable and at least your hesitation will not be there. And then you will try to communicate your work quite effectively. So friends, what do you think? Shall we start from tomorrow? No, tomorrow never comes. Let's start it today itself. Now, let's begin with what is the academic writing actually? It is a community exercise. Academic writing is a community exercise as it is what people do together. That's why. It's a community work. Reader friendliness. The readership is always the prime focus of academic writing, with the purpose of explaining or persuading the knowledge one starts writing. In this process, the judgment of right and wrong, appropriate or inappropriate, is purely defined by the readers. Other students, lecturers or examiners are the judges. In the case of academic writing, another important factor. Most of the time, we are fearful about our language, our command on the language. Dear learners, for academic English, everyone is non-native. So you will ask me why, how? Yes, it is. Let's go through this statement. It is as it is because that is the way it has developed through centuries of use by practitioners. For that reason, it has to be learned. No one speaks or writes academic English as a first language. The statement was made in 1994. By this gentleman. So leave the fear of being a non-native speaker. Everyone is non-native for academic English. So first and foremost, the moment of inertia you are facing is the language. So don't be fearful of that particular moment of inertia. We will overcome it by practicing the things.